Thank you very much, and welcome back. Yesterday, we promised you more from Ben Rand of Blue Line Futures on crop insurance changes thanks to the Big Beautiful Bill. Let's get into the expanded coverage options.
First and foremost, SCO, the supplemental coverage option, gained a premium subsidy increase from 65 to 80%. Literally, you're buying something for 20% of its value. That's pretty, that's like going out and buying a new 8R for $80,000. I mean, you just, the value there is huge. I'm not saying it's right for everybody, but SCO, an additional 80% or boosted to 80% subsidy. The other really neat thing about SCO this year is previously you could not take the supplemental coverage option SCO in conjunction with a program election of ARC or area risk coverage at your FSA office. If you had ARC, you got ARC and you had to, you couldn't take SCO. If you had SCO, you couldn't take ARC because they're essentially nuts and bolts the same program. Going forward, you can have both. So SCO to 80% and you can take it in conjunction with ARC. The other one, which is really neat, which is going to apply to the vast majority of your listeners, is the ECO or enhanced coverage option and the margin coverage option. Those two both got an increased subsidy to 80%. So bear with me. If this program, and this is just an example, if ECO would cost you, say, 100, let's say the program was $100 an acre for you, you got 80% of that off. So now you're only going to pay 20 for it. Plus, if you're a BFR, you get another 15, taking you down to only having to pay 5% of the actual value of that product. I don't know how somebody does not become interested in this. I think you really have to talk to your crop insurance agents. You need to understand that ECO and SCO are area plans. They're triggered by the county. County's got to have a loss. Yeah. So it doesn't work for everybody. But it's extremely affordable. Additionally, the hurricane insurance protection wind index, they call it the HIPWI, and the fire insurance protection smoke index, the FIPSI, those also got an increase to 80%. Really very generous, because when we talk about production ag, the hardest bushels to grow on any farm in the US are the top 20%. And for the first time ever, you've got a product that's being more heavily subsidized and actually making those top 20% cheaper to grow and providing more coverage. That does not happen in the other markets. So again, federally subsidized product, part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, but those are the really important things. There's a couple other nitinoid things, whole farm revenue protection. They're getting you could own 85% coverage on that. You can go to 90 now. And then SCO coverage next year will expand to a 90% level, whereas this year you can only get 86%. So some really neat stuff. Anybody that's listening, you have got to ask about ECO and SCO with your crop insurance guy. You've got to ask.
Ben Rand, Blue Line Futures, looking ahead to 2026. For 2025, the ag economy is in a funk. USDA's latest look at farm income forecast indicates several measures up from its February report.
Research economist Carrie Lukowski says the latest farm income forecast released Wednesday indicates
farm income will increase in 2025 relative to 2024. And this follows declining farm income in 2023 and 2024.
By the numbers, net farm income is forecasted up $52 billion, with a B, dollars year over year, while net farm cash income is projected to increase over $40 billion for this year.
Most of the expected increase in farm income is coming from higher cash receipts from the sale of animal and animal products. And also, we expect higher payment from government programs to farmers in 2025.
Also expected up, total production expenses by 2.6% in 2025. Down from the previous year, cash receipts for crop producers by almost 5% year over year.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.